45 for things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. From Patrick A. Heller, owner emeritus and communications officer for Liberty Coin Service on 1320 WILS.
The Capital City radio station that's live and Lansing. WILS Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerly.
At 40 minutes past the hour on your, what the heck is today? Oh, yeah, it's Monday. Yeah, it's 27th. It is the month of July, winding it down here. 66 in the capital city this morning. Beautiful, beautiful day after a warm and sunny weekend overall. A sunny weekend in which I washed one of the dogs. That was an experience. Joanne Paul is here this morning. She's pulling her mic over. I want to ask you real quick, Joanne. Have you ever washed a pet?
I have.
Yeah. You do so on a regular basis? You go to groomers?
Well, I did a groomer this last time.
Good for you.
We have a rescue. Kind of wanted to see what was under all the hair. Huh? But I have chihuahuas, so not really hard.
Can't you get done with those in like a little squirt bottle?
Basically, yeah.
I mean, you know, just like, you know, a little spit shine.
Yeah,
you know, just like,
yeah.
Gotta buff it up, buff them up when they're ready.
Yeah.
It's like, okay,
that's the kitchen sink.
Yeah, German shepherds here, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the one was, and the one likes water, and the other one pretty much likes water, but then despises the bathe process. Just, there's something about it. Maybe it's just the humiliation of it all. Outside, you know, there's neighbors looking, dog's in the bath. And the dog's like, I'm embarrassed, this stinks. And I just, she's just flipping out, but she smells wonderful now, and the undercoat went bye-bye too, so. It was a perfect weather for that this week, because I didn't mind myself getting, there was a little spritz going on there too. And then, of course, the dog shake, which then, you've got to clean up after, because the dog just, it is what it is. As we await, we're checking here on Susan Hill. It's normally Susan is with us on a Monday. Don't know what's happened with her, but while we're waiting on Susan, again, it was a beautiful weekend out there. And it's not bad in terms of our commute here on this Monday, looking around. But there is an accident to tell you about, a crash that's occurred, a vehicle crash in Eaton County. And this is along M-100. Northbound and southbound, Hartell Road is closed in Eaton County. This is south of Grand Ledge, headed into Potterville. So M-100 between Grand Ledge and Potterville, about halfway, total closure of the roadway. Well, you want to avoid that area if you can, and loop around both Grand Ledge or Potterville at the head and tail end there if you need to get into the capital city, or if you're moving westbound from there as well. Otherwise, everything else moving at or near posted speed this morning. That is good news indeed, as we check our various traffic cams out there. 96 and 127's got pretty good volume, but no other major or minor incidents to tell you about. So that's where we're sitting on the traffic on the commute here on your Monday morning. No complaints overall. And let's check on your gas prices out there after the weekend as well with Susan Hiltz, AAA Michigan. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I did have to fill up this weekend, as I was telling Joanne here, after the dog washing incident, and which had the two are not related, but I did note that I was paying significantly less than the last time filling up my tank. I think I was at about $2.39 a gallon. Was that a one-off, or was that reflective of an overall drop?
It's definitely an overall drop across the country, and in Michigan, we're seeing for the third consecutive week, we've dropped more than 10 cents. And right now, statewide, we're at about $2.62 a gallon. That's 10 cents less than last week's average, and about 88 cents less than this same time last year. Now, in Lansing, you are definitely looking at some good prices there. Currently, the average is $2.45. That's 13 cents less than last week and 96 cents less than last year. So some good news for people in the pocketbook.
So $2.45, and I paid 6 cents less where I got it. So I really did good, didn't I? I mean, there's no brain power in it, because I lucked out. I looked at the needle and said, I got to get gas. And I pulled over. There it is.
Good deal.
Yeah, every once in a while, you find the acorn and you tuck it away. That's what I did. But $2.45, that's bad. It seems like our trend has definitely been moving downward since July 4th.
Oh, definitely. I mean, after the nuclear deal that was hit, the prospect for Iranian crude oil to return to the global market it makes a big difference now. So that's why you're seeing it. It's kind of top of mind for our market watchers. But Iran is home to the world's fourth largest oil reserve. So if there's more oil, it's going to make the price drop. So that's definitely something that's having a bearing on it. You know, the price of oil is very dependent on the price of crude oil. So the price of gasoline, excuse me. So that definitely is having a bearing on some of the international things that are happening.
Yeah, how things occur psychologically. That if you ever think psychology doesn't affect the market, you are wrong. It definitely does. Even though nothing is really in stone yet, nothing has really gone forward. Congress is still talking about it and debating. But yeah, you're right. It definitely affects the players in the marketplace out there
definitely.
As well. Susan Hiltz, AAA Michigan. Always good to talk to you. We'll visit with you again next Monday. Have a wonderful one.
Thanks. You too. Everybody buckle up. Thanks.
Everybody buckle up out there. Good advice. And we've got more coming up here on the Morning Wake Up. We're going to have some more political talk. That's the kind of thing we do on this show. And I think you'll find these comments very interesting because they tie into a very common theme and topic that we've been covering here lately on this show. And many of our listeners are intrigued by. So that's all straight ahead. This is 1320 WILS.
Have you ever considered selling your firearms or extra ammo for cash?